This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me, or as I like to say, welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly just being part of the conversation, right? Part of the solution. 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5563. Dr. B will join us in just a few minutes. You know, I don't know if some of you guys have been in a coma or what, but we've seen everything that's been going down in the church. What they have, 13 days of worship, 11 days. I don't even know how many days they went. And I think it's interesting that for a charismatic, I mean, some of you may not understand this, but for a charismatic church that believes that believes in being led by the Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit of God, for the dean of the college to pop up and go, okay, that's it, we're done, doesn't sound right. So Christian College of Kentucky is dispersing the crowds of thousands after going viral on TikTok with a spontaneous 13-day worship service. Now, it was supposed to be a small event, and TikTok and online stuff was to make it easier for people who couldn't get there to be able to watch it. And it started on February 8th, where students at Asbury University, which is a private Christian college in Kentucky, gathered for a regular scheduled chapel service, ended up staying in the auditorium for days on end. Now, staff says it was totally unplanned. And yet, here these guys are, they're in, I won't say they're locked in there because they're not. But, you know, truly, when you see what they're doing, when you see what they're involved with, you see what's going on there, I believe it was a move in the Spirit. But however, there are those, even in my camp, Christian camp, that is, that don't believe that. I mean, this thing got 80 million views on TikTok. People were watching, they were engaged, they were, you know, doing whatever. But I like, you know, again, I love the hardcore right-wing Christians. Left-wing, more liberal Christians didn't say a word to speak of. Coming out and almost criticizing these people for doing what they're doing. Not believing that the way they were doing it was right. And this is what tears the church apart. Again, the Christian church in this country is almost like the Republican Party. Right? Notice I said almost like. Because they love to put each other down. They love to tear each other down. If this was a Democrat religion, they'd all be 100% the same page doing exactly what they were told. Felt led to do. Right? I mean, that simple. And this is, again, why Christians need to be careful as to what they buy in and don't buy into. The minute I hear Christians saying, oh, and I felt this way, and I felt that way, and I felt the need for this, I get nervous. Because if you can't back it up with the Word of God, if you can't bring it back to God's Word, then you scare me. Because now it has nothing to do with God. It has everything to do with how you feel. And what if I don't feel the same way? Right? In earnest, what if I don't feel the same way that you do? Do I get to discount it? Do I get to say it doesn't count? It's just amazing. Really just amazing. 855. Real Joe, 855-732-55. So I'm going to take something on, maybe not in the next hour. Sometime this week, but maybe not in the next hour. Where I am tired of hearing about the systemic racism. That somehow it's white Republicans, it's white conservative Christians, whatever, white supremacist conservative Christians are making it happen. It's wrong, and it's a lie. And the proof is, in several CNN polls, several Washington Post polls over the years, I mean, I'm going to pick up some of these, and we're going to go through them together. Yeah, this is just, I don't sit here and just entertain for whatever it's worth. All right, but the deal, frankly, the deal is, if we don't call this stuff out, if we don't deal with it, it's a problem. Real problem. And I can't be afraid, nobody can be afraid, white or black, of calling out some of these real issues. Now, some of the quotes in the articles I'll be quoting from, Thomas Sowell, Larry Elder, I go down a list of people that have put these numbers together and know what they are. Single family homes. Do you know at one point in time in this country that the black family unit, mom and dad, there were actually more, they had a higher percentage of mom and dad in the homes than the white did? No, really. And you can trace it, you can run it all the way up to LBJ, who is in love with the black community, as we all know. Right? To his whole welfare, taking care of people, how that tore that community apart in so many ways. And as some of my friends on the left say, it's numbers, it's statistics, they don't lie. Come and see your host, Dr. B, joins me right after the break. Don't go far, a lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate it. I really do. I know it doesn't sound like it all the time, because sometimes I yell at you guys, but you need it. Every once in a while, you need to straighten out. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. All right, so we were just talking about the church that I guess had what I would call, some of you won't, but I'll call it a spontaneous outpouring of the Spirit. And when you saw what was going on there, truly, it was interesting to witness or watch all the real-time comments that were going along. And then when I asked some of my local friends, my local pastors, other Christians, because they don't agree with this, you know, the outpouring of the Spirit, they felt like this was a little bit of hooey, number one. Number two, some of the issues that they had was, if this was truly revival, where's the repentance? You have to have repentance in order to have revival. I mean, it's almost like they were looking for reasons to say this couldn't happen. That this potential movement of God could never possibly take place. And again, I find that real offensive from a standpoint of, because you don't agree with something, especially in the church. I mean, we're worse than the Republican Party. We don't seem to be able to get along. Or to help each other out and support each other. But you know what? Let me bring on somebody that was actually there and is a heck of a lot smarter than I am. Dr. B joins us, Dr. Bridget Nelson, as she does from time to time. She's got an MS in counseling psychology with an emphasis in neuropsychology. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist. Well, you enjoyed yourself. You had a good time. You felt the movement of spirit, I would believe.
Yes, it was amazing. I'm so glad I went. You know, I've been a Jesus freak for a long time.
I guess it's the 60s, but go ahead.
Oh, man. People literally call me that like it's a bad name, and I'm very excited. I'm proud to wear that badge. Several people said, Dr. B, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? And I said, well, I don't like to comment until I've actually been there, so let me see what I can do. So I went on over there for the weekend, lovely Kentucky, wonderful people. Two of my good friends ended up coming along, and they're very much women of discernment, and I'm hoping they can hop on here later. We'll see. And just to check it out. And you know, just the fact of me being on a plane heading there, I got hate messages. You know, you're going into the pit of Satan. You know what I mean? This is not organic. This is, you know, revivals are, you know, and I'm like, these are people that, you know, call themselves Christians. And of course, we know that's can be simply a title.
A very generic term, because I don't know
it's
if you heard
so
this.
It's so generic.
But Taylor Swift called herself a Christian over the. Did you hear that?
Yes. It's just my daughter actually said, Mom, guess what? She told me, and I said, what do you think about that? And she's like, then I don't want to be a Christian. I want to be a Christ follower. And I go, good job. Let's do that. Let's just go with Christ follower. Because that's hard. You don't hear these Hollywood people say Christ follower. That's a tough one for them to get out of their lips. So, headed over this weekend, and we went Saturday night, headed on over, and there's this line, and it ended up being a 9-hour line to get into Hughes Auditorium, because Hughes Auditorium was where it all began. They just started worship 11 days ago now, I believe, 13 days ago, but 11 days when we'd been there, and they just switched people out. And we were thinking, well, we don't need to be in line. Of course, there are some looky-loos, right? There's always going to be some looky-loos. There were no cameras. As far as, you know, Fox News, you know, the media was not there. K-Love was there. They were very, very kind and respectful of the people around. And so we didn't need to stand in line because we were just on the lawn outside. Granted, it was 3 degrees, but we were ready for it. And we just kind of listened and walked around and just really trying to be discerning and praying, you know, to see, like, what's going on. And there was nobody screaming, nobody, you know, smacking people on the forehead, healing people, falling down. Nothing like what the world tries to make a revival, right? What these Hollywood tries to make movies about. And honestly, the first night what I wrote is that this gathering is focused on the Lord and the Lord alone. Nothing else. Simple worship, Bible reading, the love of Christ. And then I said, calm, peace, and truth. And so we were walking. The people were very kind, and they said, hey, you can go into the gym. And so we headed over to the gym. And there is probably about, oh, gosh, I would say half full, the gym, because they had so many outbuildings where you could go. The students from Asbury University were handing out water and granola bars as needed. They said, come on into the student union. Let us get you some coffee. You know, they were just so welcoming, just how people should be, right? New Testament Christians that are just loving on people. And so we walked in, and it was literally a piano because it was on, they had big screens everywhere. So accommodating. And this, I know this took money from this university, and I just appreciate the people who, you know, donated to make this happen. But just big screens, sang some just basic worship songs on it with a piano and three singers and a guitar. Then I started getting these messages about, do you know that there are POCs, people of color, you know, up there leading worship? I'm like, people, okay, that's odd. And what?
Apparently you went to an all-white church and you just weren't aware. I don't
what
know
what to do with that. I'm like, do you know me? Do you know who I hang out with? Do you know what? And then LGBT people, current members of the LGBT, they went through this secular seminary and all of these things. And I think I got one from you, too. And you were not the only one. You were about one of, like, two dozen people that were sending me these messages.
I knew you were going, and part of my argument, part of the input I was getting from some of the locals,
yeah,
you know, as reference to repentance, if you would, was that you had gay and lesbian worshipers who were up there that weren't repenting from their sin, but they were doing worship service, and everybody was getting sucked in. And I said, you know, there's always going to be a rumor. There's always going to be somebody not telling the truth. I'm going to wait for somebody I trust to know to go. So that's why I reached out to you.
Yes, and you weren't the only one. Like I said, there were people like, why are you there? And, oh, my goodness, people, this is the problem, right? This is the problem in the world, is that you just want to create division instead of pray for discernment and actually get your eyes on it, or be quiet, you know, and just trust people and trust the Lord and let him speak to your heart. So it's so interesting because
hold your thought. Okay. Since we're going for a break, you don't got to pay for the place. we come back. I want to finish up with it because it's, you know, it's really important that we don't let misinformation settle in. So anyway, be back in a minute. People, don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B after the break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House says it was logistically complicated and difficult to carry out President Biden's secretive trip to the capital city of war-torn Ukraine. Biden, who's now in Poland, made the final decision to proceed with the trip to Kyiv ahead of a publicly announced visit to Warsaw. It's the first time a U.S. president has ever entered a foreign war zone without U.S. military protection. A man wanted in connection with the murder of a longtime Los Angeles bishop is now in custody. Authorities have identified Carlos Medina as the suspect.
Detectives were told by the tipster that they were concerned because Medina was acting strange about the bishop owing him money.
L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says Medina is the husband of Bishop David O'Connell's housekeeper. Surveillance video showed a dark 69-year-old O'Connell was found dead from a gunshot wound in his Hacienda Heights home Saturday afternoon. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Let me just get back at it because I don't want to miss any time on this. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. I lovingly refer to her as Dr. B. And she was at the event that went on. I think, what was it, 13 days of kind of prayer and worship going on there?
Yeah, I think we're on day 13.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I did have something weird today, though. I heard that the chancellor of the school came forward and said, okay, enough?
Yeah. It was a few days ago, and it was so sweet. It was just trying to get some hours for protection of the students. A lot of the students are, you know, working overtime to volunteer and help and just so they can get back, you know, to classes. They're going to keep, you know, like a few halls open during certain hours for the next week.
Get back to normality, if you would.
Yeah, so, you know, they encourage it. The neat thing, and then I'll go back to, you know, about the whole people of color and LGBT stuff, but the consistent message from the chancellor and from the past campus pastor all weekend was, we are here, we are college, we want to remember that, we want this to be a safe place for Gen Zers. 25 and under are allowed in the hall, you know, in the auditorium. 25 and under can come forward and read scripture. They can, 25, you know, if you're 25 and under, you can come and give your testimony. No preaching, no, you know, weird stuff. And he really literally said that. He said, just, why are you here? How did you come to know the Lord? And we really appreciated that he said, you don't want cameras. You know, if you're going to film, make it quick, take a picture, move on. It's not why we're here. This is organic. This is something the students, it's up to them. This is what they started. And that was very much every hour on the hour they would make that very clear. And that's when I knew this wasn't a big hype. And then people, again, like I said, kept talking about revival, revival, revival. And literally, if you look up the biblical definition and read the scripture about what revival is, it's, I can read it right here, kind of what I put together, is making alive again those who have been alive but have fallen into, you know, kind of a coldness, a dead state spiritually. And you know, as Christians, and I think it's a lot for Christians, and it's also for non, it's just to get that life back. And it definitely has to be led by the Holy Spirit. And we saw that. And what people, again, need to understand is God doesn't work. And I tell parents this all the time, where they're just looking for some light to go on in their kids. You know, fireworks, and when's it just going to change? And I'm like, it does. It's little by little. And they follow you, and they follow their, you know, they need leaders, they need mentors that are founded in Christ, and good Christian counselors, because that's what, you know, they hear you, they hear everything, and they watch you. And it was very evident that these Gen Zers, and it truly was about them, and a heavy component was talking about mental health, which that's what intrigued me about this entire revival, because a Gen Zer after Gen Zer after Gen Zer was coming up to give their testimony, and it was about suicidal ideation after COVID, depression, and anxiety. The things that we've been talking about and hounding, and that their parents didn't get it, or their neighbor didn't get it, or their best friend didn't get it. And the chancellor or the pastor, the speakers would have these kids stand up. One girl came up. She had to be probably, I'd say, no more than 14, 15, because Allie was there, and she was like, very, like, attuned to this one. And she said she was about to take her life. Her parents were nice enough. Her family was nice enough. But nobody really heard her. She was left to her device. Literally her phone during COVID. She was at home. No school, you know. And she was quiet. And she was calm. And she was kind. And she was honorable, right? She honored everybody. And but in her head and watching and this and what it did to her mind, she lost hope and she got depressed, and this was her testimony up there. And I was just frozen listening to her. I can, you know, totally get worked up, you know, thinking about it. And Allie was like, "Mom, Mom, yes, that's it. That's our generation. That's it. Can you listen to her?" And I'm like, "I'm listening. I'm listening." And my two girlfriends that were with me were just, we were just all frozen. The entire audience, you could just hear a pin drop, and we were outside looking at the screen. And this girl said, and I didn't know what to do. I had no idea. And she said, I was about to take my life. And this mentor, I think it was a youth pastor's wife, I don't remember what, called her, just had it on her heart. You know, do you know what's going on in Asbury? Would you like to drive up for the weekend? You know, what's going on? And it was at that moment. It was very recently. And she said that that stopped her. And I just want to say, if anyone's ever on your mind, pray for them instantly. If you can't call them, and try to call them or text them. But this girl, it stopped her from going through with taking her life. And she just said, what you need is God. Yes, counseling, we can work on that, medication, whatever you need, but let's start with the Holy Spirit. And they prayed together to accept Christ and to just get that. And she goes, let's go down. And she said, this saved my life. She goes, seeing other people with these issues, but also knowing that there's that hope. And it's not just, she said, it's not just, yes, I knew about Christ. I knew it. But he goes, she said, the Holy Spirit is talking to this generation, people. You know, you got to know that. Please, parents, wake up. Please, aunts, uncles, pastors, reach out to these Gen Zers. You guys don't know what we've been going on through this developmental stage of these 3 years of COVID. It has damaged us. And she was incredible. Like I said, she's like my daughter's age. And I was blown away. So we were all clapping. Everybody was just like, oh, my gosh. You know what I mean? You're, thank you. Right? No one's going to listen to me or you, Joe. But, you know, this 14-year-old, it was incredible.
Hey, don't include me in that.
Okay. A few people listening. And then, thank goodness, this pastor stepped up and said, right now, I just want to stop. And if you're dealing with mental health issues, and I appreciate this pastor bringing this up, you know, this is a real thing. And it's okay to talk about mental health issues as Christians. It's a thing. And he just asked people to stand up if they'd be so kind so we could just pray for those. And one by one, these Gen Zers are just standing up throughout the crowd. It was just, oh my gosh, it was mind blowing. So we just walked up and put just a hand on their shoulder, and we all just prayed for them. And so that's that was day two, you know, of what we experienced. And it's definitely a movement. They are going to wind down. They're propping up, you know, these revivals are continuing to pop up everywhere, not prop up. And right now Baylor has started. They're on day one or day two at Baylor here in Texas. Texas A&M is going to begin theirs this week. And it's all organic. It's all students wanting to just bring a guitar and worship in these halls. We've got it in Tennessee, right? We've got one in Louisiana. And again, I don't know if it's sad, Joe, or a good thing that churches are not starting this. It's not in churches, right? I don't know if I should be glad about that or not, but it's Gen Z. It's these campuses. Gen Z right now are our middle schoolers up to our college kids. That's the generation.
Yeah, the thing that's crazy is that, you know, some of these pastors are over-theologized. And so,
oh my
you know,
gosh, truly.
Some of them are the ones I was getting calls for on this. And I'm going, wait a minute. So, you know, what are you saying? That Franklin Graham, he was revival, right? I mean, he put up massive revival tents all over the planet. You're telling me that if he didn't do it exactly right?
Right.
He's part. I'm not buying. Sorry, I'm not going for that ride.
We're not at all. It's something. It to me, it's so Holy Spirit led because there wasn't like people jumping around and screaming. Right. It wasn't the '60s. It wasn't. It was just beautiful. It was just God.
Yeah. I get it. You know, and people don't realize there's different things for different people. God knows what you need, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When it comes to worship music, you're going to laugh at me. You probably already know this stuff. I don't do well with the slow, God heal me, God touch my heart. I mean, let's go. Let's hit this thing, right?
That's right.
That's me. And God knows how to reach me like that. And allows us to worship him as long as we're within his guidelines. But, you know, people, different things, right? You get those people that are, They put their face on the floor, and that's how low they get. I don't go down that low. Does that make me less of a worshiper? No.
It does. You know, to that, let me tell you, and that's what was so beautiful about this, because they had these testimonies, and then they had some upbeat songs, and then they had some hymns, and it was just all beautiful. To me, my job here was just to stand back, and I was just observing. I felt like God just gave me an amazing gift just to observe all these people. But then they said, if you want to, we're going to kneel. We're going to kneel and get down on our hands and knees and pray for this nation and pray for Gen Z. I mean, it really was focused on this generation. And that's what all these kids felt like.
They
like,
need
we're it.
Not that we don't need it, but they need it
no.
big time. We let them go. I want to talk about that the other side of the break. Because you know me and the whole parental thing. We'll talk more about that the other side of the break. Double Senior Host, don't go far. A lot more coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Double senior host. Special treat to you. Dr. B has agreed to stay on in the second hour to discuss. This is very important. Let me bring her on. Dr. B, I always appreciate your time with me. Straightforward, no garbage. I don't have to try to figure out what you say. You keep it at my sixth grade English level. It's always good. But it's you know, some of the things that you're hitting on were these you know, we're looking at the Gen Zers, right? I mean, we're looking at kids that have been somewhat coddled, somewhat, you know, kept from reality and been told that this is, you know, you're entitled to this, you're entitled to that. I'm not going to blame it on them, so to speak. But now they're getting out and they're seeing that things aren't what they were told, if you would. And I told you that this comes on the heels of kids that there was just a report out that these kids graduating from college can't cope with a real job. They can't cope in the real life because they've never really been taught to work through this. This isn't just secular colleges. These are actually Christian colleges going through the same thing. But, all right, I screwed up. One of the questions, well, they kind of felt like you and I didn't really answer.
Yeah.
The kids that you said that were there, or some of the kids that were there that were of the LGBTQ community, giving their lives to Christ, repenting from their lifestyles?
Yeah, so one of the women, young women in the picture that was on Instagram that went viral, that people were sending me, like, look, these, you know, are they even there? Yes, all of those people were there. So one was the young lady, college age, on the right. She's a bigger lady, bigger girl. She was great, though. And she explained that she went through seminary and she was first, like, you know, kind of like bisexual, and then became a lesbian, and then had a relationship with a woman, and what was good, they were going to get married, however that works. And not long ago, she just felt this uneasiness, this stirring, and this is kind of what we're seeing, what we've been praying for. And just FYI, you ignore that long enough, it will go away. This is called the hardening of the heart. This is what God's wrath will be. You have so many chances. So she decided to listen to it, and her whole group that she hung out with was in this lifestyle, right? That's just kind of like-minded people. And she said God would not leave her alone. She couldn't sleep. She couldn't eat. I mean, would not. And she was getting angry about it. Like, what do you want? What do you want? Like, what do you want? And he heard that. And she dropped to her knees. And right there in the middle of the hall in college, accepted the Lord into her life, stood up, was completely renewed. Believe me or not, she told me this story. She's in tears. It was incredible to hear. She's one of them in the picture, and said, and here I am leading worship, and I'm getting all kinds of, what are you doing? And you used to be in this. And that's her. That's her ministry right now, is to help people out of that lifestyle and to understand that we're not going to rip you right out, but you, the Holy Spirit and this lifestyle cannot coexist within your body. You know, it cannot. You will not want to once you. And she said that she's completely out of it. I mean, that it just went away.
Go down that road. It's like I read these stories and I talk to these people. And so you have these hookers, right? And all of a sudden they turn their lives to Christ and they get out of the business, if you would. And then people go, oh, yeah, but I saw her down doing this, or I saw her down. Who is going to reach a prostitute but an ex-prostitute? Right? I mean, I'm sorry, but you as a PhD, you're not going to reach any of these people to speak of. But somebody who comes out of lifestyle and understands their pain and what they've come through, and God knows what he's doing. And if some of us would just shut up and get out of the way, he'd probably get a lot more done. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, who did Jesus hang out with, right? He hung out with all of these people because he could. Yeah, for instance, as a counselor, you know, I've had addicts, you know, will you see me? And I will not. I will always refer them because I've never done drugs. I don't know addiction that way. I've learned it from a book. But I saw one addict, you know, I attempted to, and she had been doing drugs the whole time, and I could not tell. So I just hooked her up with another counselor that had been a previous addict, and so on and so forth. And you should be happy that we're, you know, referring you out to that. My thing is teenagers and parents, as I get it, because I'm a parent and I've got teenagers. So, and I was one, but yes, I appreciated her. Her story was incredible. She was the one in the picture, and I'm so glad y'all sent me all those pictures, because there's the truth of that young lady. It was a recent, you know, turn, and a repentance and a decision for Christ. And she was even blown away. And that's why I believe that it is all about Gen Z. I really do believe. I didn't feel like they were ministering in any of these revival breakouts are for the parents or for kids younger. It's really this middle school to college age. They're hungry for it, and they've always been special. There's been such a specialness to them because, you know, you've got your millennials. It kind of just messed everything up.
Right, but don't go by that so quickly, because you said they're hungry for it, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of them don't know what that it is. And that's when they start exploring with what? Drugs and sex and that kind of stuff. All right, you know where I'm going with this, right? Where are the parents in all of this? You know, you said, you were talking about something earlier, and I was thinking to myself, where the first Jesus our kids see, right? Where the first example, if you would, of Jesus that they see? But what are they seeing when they're trying to work through things in their life? What are they seeing? from their parents.
They're seeing a lot of frustration and anger, and just they're not present. Maybe physically, but I think we as parents can be on our phones just as much as kids are. You know, look at restaurants. We've talked about this, where everybody's on their phone waiting for their food. And, you know, my husband and I went out with another couple tonight to dinner. And it was so refreshing that nobody had their phone out except for me, because I was keeping an eye on when I was going to come on with you. But other than that.
Oh, sure. Blame me for it.
It was your fault. But no, they were just put away. You know what I mean? It was just so nice to be with people. These ladies that I was with all weekend, pretty much when we sat down, phones were gone and out. And Allie, it's always a rule in our family. You know, we don't have phones out at meals, and I don't want to see it, basically. If you're talking to me, I don't want to see the phone, or I'm going to take it for the rest of the night. It's just a interesting predicament to me of what is going, the disconnect. I'm not saying that parents aren't loving. I see it, but there's some parents that I hang out with and I've seen, the majority are spot on, but there's just a disconnect. You know, they've got the Christian label, but I'm not seeing it translate to their children. I'm not seeing it translate through who they are. And I'm not being judgmental. I'm just an observer. That's my gifting, is to be an encourager and observer. And I am keeping myself in check constantly about this, because they're just, our brains are developing different. Everything says that. I've got some really interesting statistics that I want to go over. It's going to take a minute, so we'll get to that hopefully next hour. I don't know if anyone's heard of, oh gosh, what did I call this? I'll remember it. It's The Great Opportunity. It's a compilation of hundreds and hundreds of studies on Gen Z and mental health and Christianity. And it's all put together in the next 50 years, what we're going to see. And it is sobering, and everybody needs to hear this. So I'll talk about that in a little bit.
Let me ask you something about the Gen Z thing. And I'm also got other people I deal with who talk about the smartphone generation, which is what the Gen Z and the Gen Xers and some of these, you know, that this is what they've had. This is what they've grown up with. It's almost like they're force-fed everything. Do you remember back in the, well, maybe you don't, but back in the 60s and 70s, we had a joke going that you were a victim of your last headline, right? The last conversation, the last headline. Well, they're not seeing a headline on two papers a day. They're bombarded every minute, on the minute, with a different headline, a different thing, a different something that's going on. And these phones, or the way they're getting electronic information, just killing these kids, don't you think?
It's too much information. And listen, you know, I grew up, I was born in very, 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 very late 60s. But in the 80s, right, we still had to pick the phone off the wall and dial and talk. And even that was limited, right? My mom's like, 10 minutes, that's it. You know, someone could be calling.
Yeah, you didn't have to call waiting. Rotary dial. You had
my grandma had the rotary. HE70211 was the time. I remember HE, but yeah, isn't that funny? We were in like an antique store, and the guy had the phone hooked up, a real phone that was rotary. And I asked the kids to dial my phone number. And they're just, they picked it up. And then they put it down, and then they dialed, and then they picked it back up. They just could not figure it out. It was awesome. Everybody needs to have their kids try that. Yeah. But so in the 80s, you know, the information, us Gen Xers, we get it. We get the computers because we learned to program in school. And then we get, you know, life without that. But I can't imagine the amount of, we have, 13 channels on the television. That alone would make me have anxiety. The amount of information that's flying out at them, the apps, you know, TikTok, Insta, Snapchat. And if you don't answer right away, what's wrong with you? Where are you? Oh, my gosh, Allie, you didn't, it's like it's too much. And then if you don't answer and you don't have that app, which I try to keep it out of our house and off of their phones, then all of a sudden you're bullied for it. Why don't you have that? Why aren't your parents, you know, why didn't you? What's the matter? You know what I mean? Are you, oh, your parents are strict. It's like, what? We keep the news all off. We have no TVs on during the day because it's too much. And that right there for the last 3 years has made such a difference in our home.
Oh, I'm sure.
Keeping that off. It's too much information, and their brains can't handle it.
All right. We got to go for a break. You've agreed to stay. We've got so many questions and avenues and things coming at me on this side. I'm sure you're getting text as well. All right, people, heat up your drink, cool down your drink, whatever you got to do, come on back, because we have a lot of great conversation coming up in the next hour. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in a minute.